Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along today. Well, we've heard from an author who will be at Books by the Banks next weekend at the Duke Energy Convention Center. But now it's some of the finer details of what's happening at Books by the Banks. And here joining me to talk about organizing this book festival in Cincinnati, USA, is Michael Link from Joseph Beth Booksellers and Kate Lawrence from the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. Greetings, Michael and Kate. Welcome.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I, of course, have to start out with, after a long run of great success, what is changing for this year's Books by the Banks? What is the newest, most exciting thing that you're looking forward to next weekend?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's changed is the festival's growing. It's even bigger than it was last year. We've got over 130 authors as opposed to around 100 authors that we've had in the past. We've also added a new teen programming component, so we're going to have lots of fun activities just targeted toward teens this year.
So trying to pick up on that young adult, that's really hard because I know adults read young adults, but the teenagers, you know, don't quite fit into the kids' zone, so that seems like something that a need that needed to be filled.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, last year we added the writing and publishing component. This year we're adding growing the author base, and each year we're really focused on what is it, how can the festival evolve, how can we tailor our programming better.
I would have to say, I know from talking to other visitors at Books by the Banks that they'll say, oh, it's growing bigger. Boy, that's going to be crowded. But you're also changing and evolving in that way too, correct?
Right. Our space is a little bit larger this year, so we're expanding the space along with the programming. So you don't have to worry about it being too crowded.
And we've given a third of the authors jetpacks, so they'll actually be slightly higher than some of the other ones.
Well, it is always fun at Books by the Banks to line up to meet these authors. And really, to say that it's growing, it's just a fact of life because it is. It's been amazing. Last year's Books by the Banks, just wall-to-wall folks, readers of all ages, and it's great to see this growing and growing. And it kind of shows that reading is not going out of style anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I one of the things that Kate and I find, people outside Cincinnati, outside of the region, you know, publishers in New York or Chicago, are often surprised at the readership and how literary this city is. It's usually in the top 10 most literary cities in the U.S. We have a fantastic indie bookstore here. We have an incredible, complete system of regional and local libraries. The library, you know, Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County has the busiest main branch in the U.S. When we hit the publishers with how great this festival is and how literary Cincinnati is, they're always surprised. And then each year, you know, they send authors back. So each year we're able to grow a little bit more. Different people, some of the publicists, for instance, James McBride last year, who went on to win the National Book Award and was expertly interviewed by you. his publicist is bringing Tiffany Unique this year, and she's actually coming as well to see the festival because she heard such great things. So each year we're trying to fine-tune what we already have and add new and exciting programs, authors, features, et cetera.
And I think what really amazed me this year is when we started getting applications from authors to participate, they came from all over the country. They weren't just local. They weren't just regional. They were from everywhere. So I think authors are really aware of the festival now and excited about participating.
Well, I would say from all the long lines at some of the tables and these authors going on and saying, wow, you know, I went to Books by the Banks in Cincinnati and had quite a readership there. That word of mouth from author to author, I imagine, would do it. But you mentioned James McBride, and before we went on the air, we're talking about how a lot of the authors who come to Books by the Banks have gone on to bigger and better things. James McBride winning the National Book Award last year, and a couple of people on lists to win this year, too. And that's part of what you're trying to do at Books by the Banks, trying to show off some up-and-coming authors.
Absolutely. That's definitely a focus every year, is bringing in the authors that you may not have heard of yet, but you will. They're going to be tomorrow's big name authors, and you're getting the opportunity to meet them now. We have a couple of great names like Tiffany Unique and Smith Henderson this year that we're really excited about.
Both of whom are shortlisted for the first novel prize. Hampton Sides, obviously huge bestseller, award-winning author. John Scalzi won the Hugo for his last book. So we really focus on people that have an existing fan base that will bring in readers, and people who, when you meet them at the festival, you're going to become a lifelong reader of theirs.
It's great to go out and meet the authors and enjoy all the activities and interact with fellow readers at Books by the Banks. It's coming up next Saturday, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. WVXU is a media partner. You can find out more details about Books by the Banks and a link to their website at our website, wvxu.org. I'm talking to Michael Link from Joseph Beth Booksellers and Kate Lawrence from the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. And this, a great thing I think about Books by the Banks is not only these bookstores and libraries getting together, but all the libraries that are getting together, because it's just not the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. We're talking Campbell County, and we're talking Canton County. It's just an amazing representation here.
Absolutely. Books by the Banks is really a regional effort, and we partner with a number of local library systems like the Claremont County Public Library, the Lane Libraries, Midpoint Libraries, University of Cincinnati, NKU, the list goes on. So it's really, really a regional effort. It's not just a couple of organizations partnering to put this on.
Yeah, the Mercantile, ourselves, that's one of the things that's so exciting about it, is when these different committees get together with members from all the different partner organizations, they bring unique perspectives on what authors are exciting to them. We try to balance it out with people who read picture books and middle grade readers and YA. So we have exciting authors for virtually every reader in Cincinnati to come out. They'll meet somebody that they're excited about. They'll find books that maybe it's written by their new favorite author, and they'll be challenged in lots of different ways.
Books by the Banks coming up next weekend, and we heard from Hampton Sides in the Kingdom of Ice about the terrible polar journey of the USS Jeannette. You've mentioned a couple other names, but let's hit some highlights about who will be coming to Books by the Banks next weekend. Any that you're most excited about, Kate?
Well, I'm excited about a lot of them, but Emily Giffen is someone I'm really excited about. I've been reading her books for a number of years, and I'm a big fan of hers. I've just discovered John Scalzi, so I'm very excited about meeting him. Mark Brown, who writes the Arthur series of books for children, I think is going to be a really exciting addition to the festival. So lots of people I'm excited about.
Yeah, and Hampton and John Scalzi have kind of an interesting backstory, too. When I met Hampton Sides earlier this year in New York and was talking to him about it, he said to me, he's like, two of my favorite people in the world live in Cincinnati. And that's Jay Stowe from Cincinnati Magazine.
Right,
and,
editor.
Jay and his wife have known Hampton forever.
Really?
She was one of his researchers on a number of early books.
Wow.
So, and John Scalzi lives up near Dayton.
Right.
And so his book, right out of the starting gates, was a New York Times bestseller. It debuted on the list. He now has three different series picked up for different networks that are being adapted, and he's regional as well. Focusing on some of the kids' stuff, Philip and Aaron Steed, who are favorites of ours, they won the Caldecott for A Sick Day for Amos McGee. I've probably given that book to 30 families that we absolutely love their work. They've got a number of books. They're just fantastic. And an old friend of mine, Dave Zirin, who has since authored a number of best-selling books and seems to have a chair permanently on various shows on MSNBC. He'll be here as well talking about his new book, Dance with the Devil, about Brazil, the World Cup, the Olympics. So there are a ton of fantastic authors that we're really excited about.
Oh, and so many from Cincinnati. We always point out the wealth of Cincinnati authors that we have or from the Cincinnati area. You mentioned John Scalzi. There was also Will Hillenbrand, Lauren Long. I mean, you know, a long, long list and well represented at Books by the Banks. And in addition, you mentioned that it's not just meeting the authors and picking up some books or getting your book signed. It's also these panel discussions, discussion with John Scalzi, also a panel discussion about local food and drink with Molly Wellman and Dan Wright, if I recall correctly off the top of my head. And these are all activities that happen all during the day, right?
Yes, we have panels all day long. We have author spotlight sessions with authors like Hampton Sides, Emily Giffen, John Scalzi. We have panels. We're going to have panels on local sports and a lot of different topics. And then we also have our writing and publishing panels. And those are going to be on things like how writers can use social media or how they can pitch their book for publication or pitch an article to a magazine.
And one of the ideas that Kate brought up that has been adopted by the teen area was speed dating with YA authors. It's not really dating, you know, like you would think of.
Right.
But what it is kids will be sitting around and the authors will move and talk about their books a little bit for a short period of time. So while you're participating, you actually get a chance to talk to, meet, and hear about a number of different books. One of the authors who will be participating in the teen section is a local author, Kate Hattemer, whose book, The Vigilante Poets of Selwyn Academy, got starred reviews everywhere it's been reviewed. And she is selling tons of books. And when she's not actually writing, she works as a bookseller for us. So that's, you know, it's been a lot of fun to see how much, you know, critical praise she's getting for this book that we love dearly, and getting attention all over the country as well. So it's great to see Cincinnati talent finding a national audience, and it's great to do things like the speed dating where we can introduce a lot of authors to readers that may not know about them previously.
And what is really superb about Books by the Banks is the way that they introduce young readers to books and reading. And of course, the kids area will be quite populated again, because I know it's a favorite. I just love to see all those little readers lining up and knowing that we're creating the next generation of library card holders, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most exciting parts about Books by the Banks is seeing the children interact with the authors. And the Kids Corner has a lot of great events planned. We have some authors in there like Lauren Long, Philip and Aaron Steed, Mark Brown, Adam Watkins. They're all going to be in there doing story times. We have costume characters, crafts, a lot of fun things.
It's something for everyone. What is the advice that you pass along to anyone who might be going to Books by the Banks next weekend? Any sage wisdom that you want to share with our WVXU listeners if they're going to Books by the Banks?
Shop early and shop often. The advice I would say is leading up to, because inevitably something may happen. So check the website or our Facebook page to make sure that you know exactly when the authors that you're the most excited about are speaking, are going to be there. Some authors, just because of travel, will not be there for the full 6 hours. The
right.
Festival itself is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some authors have a more limited appearance there. Double check it. As of, I think now, and Kate, correct me if I'm wrong, the program for the festival is available. I know we have it at the store that you can take away, but you can download it as well, again, the website or the Facebook page. And then you can go through, find out what authors you want to make sure, what panels you are excited to see, and sort of plan your day accordingly.
I would absolutely echo that. But I'd also say, once you've made your plan, make sure to build in some extra time, because you're inevitably going to find an author that you didn't know about that you want to stop and talk to, or you're going to want some extra time to roam the author pavilion or check out some of the other panel discussions. So if you can, make it an all-day event.
And one thing that we're adding this year, which was just announced as well, is some of the people at the festival have gone and approached different downtown eating establishments. There's always food and drink available at the Duke Energy Center. There's also going to be a food truck downstairs and a discount packet for area businesses.
Wow.
So it is the kind of thing, because of the every age range being represented with activities and authors, as well as food there within walking distance, etc., it can be very easily a full day thing for Cincinnati families.
Indeed it can. Well, thank you both for being here and kind of priming the pump for the Books by the Banks next weekend. Greatly appreciated.
Well,
thanks
you
for having us.
And I just would be remiss if I didn't mention how great VXU and you specifically have been supporting the festival, being there, and helping us out. So thank you.
Well, that is Michael Ling from Joseph Beth Booksellers, and also here with me was Kate Lawrence from the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, talking about Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival. It takes place next Saturday, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. You can find out plenty of information about Books by the Banks, WVXU as media partner, by visiting our website, wvxu.org. Cincinnati Edition on 91.7.